All right, so this is, I'm going to talk a bit about the creation of this podcast and what this is about. First of all, I smoke and I want to stop smoking. And this is basically me just whenever I feel like smoking, instead of lighting a cigarette, I'm going to record one of these episodes, if you can even call it that, of this podcast. And say what's on my mind, say how I feel, and just keep an audio journal or an audio record of my attempt to stop smoking. I don't know if this is going to work or not. Might fail. There's a very high likelihood that it will fail, right? But I figure I'd try something new and crazy, and I'm doing it more for myself than for anyone else. But if you're smoking and you want to stop smoking, maybe there's something. I always find that when I struggled with something in my life, it helped to connect with people who not just faced the same struggle that I'm facing now, but also are facing the same struggle in the same time, because it kind of gives you some human element of just not being in this all by yourself, right? So right now, maybe to give a bit of a backstory, I've actually not been a big smoker for most of my life. I've smoked occasionally, right? Ever since I was a teenager, kind of started smoking around age 13, on and off. But never to the point where I felt like really addicted. Like, there was a time maybe around 16 to, let's say, 20, where I smoked, let's say, a pack a day, right? So that was kind of a probably the first heavier use phase. And then I stopped and I just smoked a couple of cigarettes when I was maybe, you know, basically on social occasions when drinking alcohol. And it was maybe a pack of cigarettes a week. And then at around age 23, 24, 25, I completely stopped. And I didn't feel like I have any problems. I had no urges to smoke cigarettes, except sometimes when again, I was, you know, out with friends, maybe partying, drinking, and then sometimes there was that thing, oh, I like to have a cigarette, and then sometimes I had a cigarette, but it was very easy for me to just keep it in that context, and I wasn't a huge party animal, so it was not like I was smoking very little, right? And then I'm 41 now. Okay, so a lot of time has passed. And I really started smoking around the time when COVID happened, during the lockdowns. Funny enough, right? Everyone is worried about their health and COVID and their lungs and the, you know, and that's the time when I actually started smoking. And now I'm around, yeah, I'm back at a pack a day. And this time I want to stop. And it's really hard for me. Like, I'm not succeeding with it. And I smoke in the morning. I love that feeling of the first puff, where it kind of gives you that slight kick in your head, where it makes everything kind of lightheaded, gives you that lightheaded feeling. I love that so much. And then when I work, it's kind of a buildup of tension. And then a little cigarette break is such a nice relief, a little reset, a little refresh. And then, you know, sometimes during the day, there's moments of stress, there's moments of emotional stress oftentimes, and those always make me want to light up a cigarette, and many times I do. And actually, I did that just now. I just had smoked a cigarette, I went out, stepped out on the balcony, lit up a cigarette, and I have a daughter. And she's coughing a bit right now. And I feel it a little bit in my lungs. I'm like, this is kind of dumb. Why am I doing this? And I feel the difference, you know. I didn't feel much when I was smoking, you know, kind of 16 to 20. In that age, your body is a bit indestructible. You don't feel any harm you do to it, right? Now, at age 41, I feel it much more. I feel I like to swim, and I can't swim the way I used to because my breath my lungs just don't have the capacity anymore, right? So there's definitely a health impact it has on me that I feel very much, right? And on days where I smoke a lot, I actually feel it in my throat and in my lungs. They're kind of irritated. They're under more stress. And it feels kind of like that feeling that you have when you're just on the edge of getting sick. You're not fully sick yet, but you feel kind of this kind of burning, itching sensation in your breathways. And yeah, I mean, there's a thousand reasons why you want to stop smoking. And I don't need to even go into these, but I just had this cigarette. And then this idea came to my mind of just me recording myself every time when I smoke a cigarette or when I want to smoke a cigarette and it's really tough for me to abstain from it and have that as a little journal. So let's see where it goes. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to abandon this entire thing after 5 days or three recordings and try something else. But what I do know is that I really want to stop smoking. I've tried a lot of things. And this is now the thing that I'm trying now. And it sounds weak sauce even to say it this way, right? I want to say, I'm going to stop smoking. This is it. And I want to Goggins it, basically, right? Smoking, if you want to do it, just fucking stop it. But the truth of the matter is, I know myself. I can make big speeches now, but then if I can't follow through with it, they don't matter. So I'm just going to be very raw and very honest and open and very, like, I'm going to, instead of acting a certain way, I'm just going to talk the way it feels to me. And right now, the way it feels to me is that this feels so weird. It makes me want to smoke a cigarette. I'm going to abstain from it, but it feels a bit like, I don't know, having a dog on a leash with a sausage in front of him and kind of the dog pulling on the leash, right, and wanting to, you know, grab that sausage. And that's how I feel right now towards my next cigarette. So I don't know if this is actually going to help me stop smoking or make me want to smoke more, but it's an experiment. It might be dumb, but I'm going to do it anyway.